Please stand. We pledge allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a moment of silence for our first responders and all of our service personnel. Thank you. Please take roll.
Roll call. Director Martin Semerson. Director Diana Morris.
Diana.
I think you just called me here. I can barely hear.
Director Diana Morris.
The volume is really low.
Director Sarah Wargle.
Here.
Director Robert Link.
Here.
General Manager Calvin Louie.
Here.
Cindy Byram.
Here.
Scott Nelson.
Here.
All right, first item is approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants approved by the committee on April 20, 2021, and the approval of regular board meeting warrants for April 2021.
I make a motion we approve.
I second the motion.
Okay, motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of April 20th, 2021, and the regular board meeting minutes of April 20th, 2021. Made by Director Wargle, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Director Morris, can you hear?
Diana.
She must have lost the call.
Okay. Can anybody hear us? We might have lost the call.
Searching for signal.
What?
It said searching for signal.
Is that, are you on that conference phone? It's based on the internet. We have the internet connection. That might be an issue.
But there was a voice on there.
There was. It just said right now searching for signal. It hung up.
Caller on your cell phone and she can just...
Well, we need to have it open for the whole public, so we need
to do that.
We need to call in with a cell phone and yell. But we need to call into the
district cell phone.
Yeah, we need to call in with the cell phone and
it still says searching for signal. Now it's back.
Yeah, she got cut off.
Modern technology.
The computer lines went down. They really went down. So
You know what? Set the district phone up as a hotspot. And then log in with the district phone as a hotspot.
It happens at my house all the time.
Well, you live in a corner. I mean, you're shielded on almost three sides over there, aren't you?
Here.
I don't know how to connect this though to
the
hotspot.
You have to just call the phone number and enter the
phone. Just put on speakerphone.
The same way you did it with that.
Don't you live in the corner
of hard drives? That's why we're having technical difficulties.
Oh.
That just happened like the last hour and a half.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have no internet connection.
We can't even
welcome and thank you for choosing free conference call.
Sucks.
If you are the host, press star now. Please enter your PIN code. Thank you. There is one other participant to the conference. Please announce yourself.
Cabazon Water District.
Oh, I thought it was
Tom. To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
All right, can you hear us?
Hello?
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 Okay. Can you hear us now?
Yes, yeah, the volume is still low, but I can hear.
Bring it over here. Hello, Mrs. Morris.
You got the speaker or the mic playing on.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
It sound like... I'll just stick it really on speaker and really close to my ear.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the board minutes from last month and the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes. We're asking for your approval, yay or nay?
Yay.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Okay. Next item is warrants and award of contracts. We have none of that. Next item is update the San Gregorio Water Alliance. Do you have any information on that, Ms. Morris?
The meeting is on the 26th.
Okay, so no information. Okay, thank you. Manager's report. You want to go over the high points?
I have a really extensive manager's report because of some changes with the well rehab. I went up there this morning again to inspect and visit, do an on-site job inspection. And so can we let the financial advisors go first, and then maybe you guys can select director, and we can do this maybe after the
meeting. Okay. We'll shuffle that. So Cindy, if you would please do your thing.
I will. In fact, Scott's going to do his thing, and I'm here waiting. I'm sorry. Have you met?
No.
Chairman Link, this is Scott Nelson. He's my right-hand man. He's in charge of your day-to-day operations. And he's intimately familiar with this budget as he has prepared it, and I have only reviewed it. So he's going to take you through that.
All right. Good evening. Thank you guys for having me.
What page?
What do you guys do?
31.
Are you going to mention about that one item that I brought to your...
In the Capitol?
Yeah.
Yes, we will. And then we'll introduce you to Director Morris the next time you're here. We can meet her in person.
Tell her it's page 31.
Director Morris, we're looking at page 31 of the board packet for the proposed budget.
Thank you.
Okay, to talk about some points in this budget, let's start at line 3 and 4, base rate, water bills, and commodity sales. These rates are budget per the adopted rate study, where we're going to the 40-60 fixed variable scenario. The variance in column E there is shifted very much from our actual results for 2021, just given the new adopted rate structure. We are budgeted overall for a 3% rate increase. Other points in revenue to cover. Penalty fees, we are budgeting, we're proposing zero in the budget for 21-22, as uncertainty is when we'll be able to fully resume charging penalty fees, late fees. And moving down to...
I go to line 11.
Line 11. Basic facility fees. These are connection fees charged for new connections to the district system. Generally, we budget these very conservatively and have it at zero, but we do have two pending connections that we anticipate being completed next fiscal year. So that budget is set for those two connections. Property taxes and cell tower lease income and non-operating income lines 15 and 16, those are set with a 2% inflation increase and our prior projected year ending balance.
I have a question about that.
Yes, sir.
The cell tower leases, is this covering both cell towers or just the one up at the water tanks? Or
just the one at well one.
Okay, because
the other one down the Main Street, that belongs to the county.
Okay, thank you.
Got it. And that 2% is the contract for that. That's the contractual increase. Moving on to expenses under payroll, a couple items we want to point out. Starting with line 26, assistant general manager, that's budgeted at zero, as that position will remain vacant. Line 27, business admin assistant, that is the position that will be held by Evelyn for next year in the budget. And line 28, temporary admin assistant, that is where the hourly time for Evelyn was going this fiscal year. So just shifting around for that position there. So there's a lot of business on those lines. Also worth noting on the field workers, we see a 31% increase from our projected year end for fiscal year 2021. That is due to the proposed new position for a field worker one, and also the promotion to operations supervisor for one of our existing employees. Also like to point out line 34 under employee benefits, employee health care. We actually see a reduction there, down 13%, and that is to a favorable rates. We have a new health insurance provider that began last fiscal year. So newer rates are being favorable to us in this budget line. Down to operational expenses. Most of these here are lines 41 to 49. These are set by actual results for 2021 with a factor for inflation. The one I'd like to call out, line 45, well maintenance. This line is budgeted, as an allowance for potential well maintenance. We may not use that amount, but we want to ensure we have that coverage in the event we have some sort of notable well repair to do. Utilities, lines 50 through 55, those are all set prior year results with factors for inflation and changes in electricity costs. Office expenses, again, these are mainly set on prior year results with an inflation factor. Worth noting, supplies and equipment, given the strange sort of year we've had with COVID-19, we actually have seen pretty low, in general, office supplies purchases. So that is set based on the prior year budget, not on our actual results, just to keep a healthy figure there for our operating supplies. And line 60, dues and subscriptions. That is increasing due to our membership with SDRMA. That's our new health provider, and they require us to pay a membership to them. So that's a new membership for the district.
And it's membership into CSDA. In order to become a member of SDRMA, you must be a CSDA member, which would get you favorable rates if you sign up for the conference, which I hear is going to happen, by the way, and it's in Monterey, and they have rooms left. Just a plug for it.
One more to call out in office expenses, line 67, office expenses other. That's sort of our office expense miscellaneous account. It shows looks like it has a high variance, but again, it's just because we're setting it at the prior year budget. We didn't have many miscellaneous items this year. Again, low overall operating expenses in the office.
Aren't the miscellaneous items, isn't that where the COVID test fell?
Correct. That is miscellaneous outside of operating expense. This is operating for the office. And that's outside general operating.
So that's outside of that.
Yes, okay. That would be on line, way down there on line 98, miscellaneous. That is where we see the activity related to COVID tests, deep cleanings we've done for the office.
So this was just set at whatever we spent last year?
Yes.
Okay. Or planned to spend.
Planned to spend last year.
Well, we planned to spend 200, but
we planned to spend 21. We actually only have 200
in
activity.
Okay.
Support services on line 69. Line 70, temporary labor. That was for the rate study. That rate study is complete, so there will be no budget for next fiscal year. Also like to call out line 73 for legal services. That is set at the prior year budget. Again, as an allowance in the event we have any sort of legal matters we need handled, we want to make sure we have adequate budget. But historically, we have been under that. Down to travel and training on line 78. Seminars and training, that is increased notably from prior year budget and from our activity. We did not see a lot of activity in 2021 with COVID conditions, no travels, no conference. And we also anticipate some training for the new field worker one. Down to service tools and equipment. Same thing here. I'm sorry, service tools and equipment on line 83 through 92. These are set at our prior year actuals with 2% inflation factor. Couple lines to call out, lines 88 for tractor expense and maintenance, and line 90 for service trucks repair maintenance. Like well maintenance, these are lines that we will maintain the budget in the event we have repairs that we need. We may not use it, but we want to ensure we have enough budget to repair a truck if a truck goes down and we need to keep it operating. To line 93, section for non-operating expenses. Here we see our interest expense on the loans. These are all going down as we reach, as our loans continue to mature, we pay less interest, more principal. So we'll see a decrease in interest here, but down below in debt principal, we'll see a small increase. Line 102, the DHBO capacity credit. That's the credit we give to DHBO as a part of the original agreement when that part of the system was brought on. I just want to call that out because that credit that we give will expire in December of 2022, which is good. That will be an extra $21,000 in water sales to DHBO. And then we come down to capital projects.
Can we do the rest and then come back to capital?
All right, that sounds good. So skipping ahead of capital, then we're looking at debt principal, line 111. As I mentioned before, small increase here as we pay more on principal, less on our interest. 115, SGMA, this is Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, spending, engineering, legal costs associated with that. So we're looking at line 116, net income loss. We're proposing a budget with a net loss of $148,700, with the projected beginning cash as of 7/1/21 at $780,000, which gives us a projected ending cash on line 118, $631,000. I want to point this out because the net loss line being negative and a large negative at that is not always an appealing line to see, but I would like to note we have thoroughly gone over five-year projections and cash reserve levels comparative to the rate study that we just adopted, and looking out 5 years, we are actually projecting on line with the rate study and, in fact, a few thousand dollars, $10,000 better. So I feel very comfortable with bringing forth that negative number.
It was planned in the rate study, and so we were actually ahead by about $50,000 than where the rate study had us. That said, we're about to take away $100,000, depending. This is, and I do want to remind you that this isn't our budget. We're not a part of your management. We're just putting together numbers for management. So when we get to capital here, perhaps Kelvin, you might want to talk more about the capital because you're more intimately familiar with what is needed. And I do know you want to do some rearranging for some well maintenance.
Tank two, you know, the roof is, the coating is starting to peel.
Interior or exterior?
Exterior.
Okay.
And I think that if we do a change order with Simpson, who's rehabbing the interior of the tank one, I think the quote is about $220,000. So I'm going to personally go up on the well roof, or I mean the tank roof, and review it and make a decision and recommendation to the board whether or not we need to do that next year.
Okay.
The pro, of course, if we saved the $220,000, the con would be if that tank goes down, well, you know how much it's going to cost to replace it.
But we're talking about the paint on the outside of it?
What's that?
We're talking about the outside paint
right.
of well two?
Right.
And that's going to cause the
tank
to go
two.
Down?
Tank two.
Tank two. Right.
And if I feel that we need to, the district needs to replace that coating on the roof, then that $104,000 that we had earmarked for the service truck, I'm willing to give that up into the next fiscal year, and then Cindy and I and Ms. Aguilar will work with them and see if we can find that other $100,000.
So that price, approximate price, would be for just the roof, or the roof and the walls?
No, just the roof.
$200,000. So are they going to blast it to clean
and
metal
all the way down?
And
yeah. If you're going to do it right.
No, I understand. Yeah. I'm just making sure that I'm on the same page. Right. So they would blast to white steel, come in, prime it, and use a high-based epoxy, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Okay? And but that also includes all the EPA cleanup and
right.
containment. I presume they'll wet blast it so that they can control everything, or did they get into that information?
Yeah, they haven't got into that part yet. What I'm going to do, my next step is to go up to the tank and re-review it, and if you want to go with me, we can do an assessment and see if that we can hold that off for another year. But as I said, if we keep holding it off, then eventually we're going to have to recoat the whole tank, and that's probably going to be a half mil instead of 220.
Okay.
So that's the only change I have for the budget.
Okay.
So that would fall, that $105,000 would fall into the well and tank repair?
Right, and we just got to come up somewhere else for $115,000. So I'm going to, we'll go through the budget again and see what we can give up and do without. Or
what's that due to our cash position? We're making the changes real time here, and let me just see what it does.
What's the additional number again, Calvin? We would need to take out another 100,000?
105 for the truck, and then it's 115, so it's 220.
Scroll down to the rate study amount. We would catch up to where we were in the rate study and about 6 years. It would put us $100,000 behind where the rate study was, but that drops down to $50,000 next year because we had that excess of $50,000.
How will that affect the lenders, the carry the notes, as far
that's
as...
That's not a problem at all.
So we're still on the plus side of keeping the capital reserves there.
Yeah, I mean, you would get to me... What I feel is like dangerously low at $516,000 at the end of 2022, June 30th, 2022. I don't like to see a number that low. But in reality, everything else would have to happen in order for that to happen. And most of my agencies, I hate to say this, but most of my agencies always trend more favorably than we budget, because we tend to budget very conservatively. That said, one big unplanned capital item that's not on this capital budget.
Like a well going down and losing the whole pump.
Yep, could seriously impact our cash flow, where we would have to consider borrowing. Given our payment history with Zion Bank and so on, I think that we would get favorable conditions on there, but nobody's going to loan us money to, they don't have collateral necessarily to use it for operating expenses, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
I don't have any.
Mrs. Wargo?
No, I'm just, with that new information, I'm just trying to see if there's other places we could try to get an extra $100,000 out of $115,000.
In the maintenance area, we can certainly trim that. That's budgeted at like kind of our worst case scenario. That's one area that we could look at coming back to you with that reduced.
Where numbers?
So yeah, I'll take you there. All right, go ahead.
That would be line, we're talking lines 41 to 49 in that region of the operating maintenance.
Are we going to put that out for bids, so, or is that a good price?
Simpson's is a change order. It was a change order.
So that doesn't go out for bids for a different public job?
It doesn't have to, no. Because it's, there was, what did Steve said, there was something about we don't have to go and take three bids and pick the lowest bid.
Because we're a county water agency.
Right.
Okay.
It's a matter of us doing our due diligence on the contractor. And the success rate has been good with the one. Can always try to find somebody else to bid on it.
Yeah.
But he's talking, he's already has his equipment mobilized, right? Or is this a repeat customer?
Oh, that's a whole flat, that's 30,000.
You know what? That's a good point. You do have Calvin in the capital. Well, go ahead.
The one adding Calvin, the detached the land last section from the tribe, I think that would be easy. That's $30,000.
Yeah.
Well, let's take that out. Yeah.
Well, here, do you understand what they're talking about? So
that's line 107.
107.
Which is for LAFCO costs to detach the district from this section of land that's landlocked, surrounded by the tribe's land?
Oh, that's up there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, so let's scroll back down and see where that puts us with the rate study.
That's 135 that we found.
So, yeah, we're within 20, actually in 2 years, we're within 16,000 of the rate study. We're shy of 16,000, but that's a fairly comfortable number.
Do you understand what she's talking about in the rate study? In the back there?
Not really.
Okay. So an understanding is we're required to meet our bills.
Right.
And there's guidelines that the state sets up. Cindy, I think you can do a better job of explaining
okay.
that
no,
than
that's
I can.
No, no problem. Every 5 years, we do a rate study to make sure our rates are in compliance with Prop 218, which Prop 218 says we can't charge any more than the cost of service. So we shouldn't be charging ratepayers excess. We can charge enough to build reserves, but you know we should be able to support it with cost of service. During the rate study process, we do a long-range financial plan to determine what our revenue needs are to meet our reserve balance target to keep a healthy reserve so we can prepare the capital, and so we project where our cash balance will be. And that's really probably the most important part of the rate study is to get to the reserve level that you feel comfortable with, and then stay there and don't charge anymore. And so that's what we're looking at is what is our projected cash balance with this budget compared to where we said we would be in the rate study. So the rate study is really our strong financial plan, and every year the budget, we kind of look and see is the rate study still relevant or do we have new information, because projecting out 5 years, even projecting out 2 years is very different. It's a guess. It's anybody's guess. So basically that's what we're talking about, that we're comparing where the rate study see we were going to be, because we don't have the ability. When the rate increase was adopted, it was at 3% for the next 5 years. We don't have the ability to go any higher than 3%. And if the facts changed and we needed to go higher, we would need to do that whole Prop 218 and that study all over again, which is a substantial cost to the district. And we want to stay close to that rate study cash level.
So when people, you know, rate study, what are you talking about? But this goes along the lines of a fire hydrant connection for construction. We don't want to overcharge them, but we still need to cover our costs.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things that are behind the scenes that we don't see, and to be compliant, we do the rate study. And that's, and Director Wargo had a question about the ice house property improvements, or the, you know, the corner, and you had 50,000 in there, and I don't know, well, what was that geared towards? What was that line item?
105.
That's towards developing and moving over to the new yard, and at this time, as I said in the last meeting, the county internally are pointing fingers at each other. Got baby, building safety pointing at planning, and planning's telling us, well, we don't have jurisdiction. It's building safety. So I spoke with Steve and Chuck, and Chuck seems to have an in with Edison, and also Steve has a couple of statutes for we can basically, as a special district, police ourselves. And so I have Chuck Krieger speaking with Edison to convince them or justify that they should power up our pedestal, which is already installed, without any kind of documentation or approval from the County of Riverside, which, like this building and our old shop, there's records that we didn't need any kind of permits from the county, because we're a government agency also.
Okay.
So that's where we're at with that. And the 50 grand, that's to continue with the infrastructure, because we still have to move over the sodium hypochloride bulk storage, and that takes power and, you know, water. And then the two connects that we ordered, one's going to be converted into a shop so we can prep pipelines and couplers and stuff before we go out on a job site. The field crew now actually, you know, prepped all the stuff out on the street.
Well, did you talk to the water district about water to the site?
I'm sorry?
So, okay. But so that number is flexible. If we have to pull it, where we have to worry, though, is if the county decides they want the old property, they want to habitate the property or block it, knock it down, is the deciding factor, right?
Well, we have you talk about the Main Street, the old Main Street.
Yeah.
There's an agreement in the lease that if they want us out, they give us 30-day notice, and when we want out, we can give them 30-day notice.
Okay.
They're hurting right now for money, so I don't think they're in any rush. If you look at the Fleet Service Center, where they service all the county vehicles, including the sheriff's department, they only have the fueling, base open. That old, the building that they constructed, that's all empty. Yeah. They had to move.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Calvin, on the Main Street property, so did we order any of those connexes yet? Are those already on order?
They're already in place at the new place, and we're just waiting for the pedestal to get power so we can continue on with meetings.
Got it.
Okay.
Because like the sodium hypochloride bulk storage, that takes power because it takes a pump to fill up the chlorine truck.
Yeah. I got a 12-volt diesel pump out back. Okay, so do we want to table this or vote on it? What is your thoughts, Mrs.?
No, I think we can. I think if we take the. If the vehicle comes out and then we wait on detaching the landlocked section from the tribe. Diana, are you following? Is she still with us?
Director Morris, you still there? Are you following this discussion?
Here.
Sure, it's hard for us to.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Do you see any concerns with that?
You mean making the changes now?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do it, right, Calvin? We're gonna have to do some of that road.
I would say 70% will probably have to be proactive and re-coat the top to prevent higher costs later on.
We're gonna have to do something.
Yeah. When does this have to be approved by?
Well, we can shuffle the money.
Yeah, budget transfers. We can do that later, right?
You can adopt the budget and direct us to adopt the budget, make a motion to adopt the budget, provided we add the well repair and take out the landlock and the vehicle.
Do you want to go up on top of the tank, though, and see it?
Is there any problem with tabling this until next month?
No,
okay, let's table this, and then in the next week.
Yeah, once you get it done by July 1st.
All right.
June 30th.
Okay, so if we do this, we can tomorrow or Thursday when I get home from work, we just go up there and go up on top of the tank and we look at it, okay? Or tell me what your schedule is. I can make sure that I get home early enough.
What time are you in town?
Well, I leave work between 2 and 2:30 in Fontucky, so.
Okay.
So somewhere around 3:30, 4.
Okay, how about we meet at, I'll wait for you at the tank 2 at 3:30.
Okay, that's the one up at the...
up Millard?
On the right.
Yeah.
And then the tank...
I'll bring all the safety harnesses.
So we're going to table this until next month. All right? Mm-hmm. Did you hear that, Diana?
Diana, did you hear that?
I didn't hear that last word.
We're going to table the budget until next month just so that Director Link can go with the general manager and look at the tank, the well.
Tank one.
Tank one. Sorry, not the well. Thinking of the well maintenance somewhere else. Yeah.
Say goodbye to Cindy.
Yep, we'll head out then if you don't need us anymore.
Thank you guys.
Okay, you're welcome. Good seeing you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
All right. Next item is going to be review the resumes and discuss and interview applicants for the board position. Okay. There's no resume.
We have a letter of intent.
No, we don't have any resumes. We just had the one letter of intent and then the rest were verbal.
Okay. Would you care to join us at the table here? And
sure.
We promise to be polite, respectful, and...
Do I have to be
Well, I've been told that if I mirror the person that I'm talking with, I stand a better chance of communicating.
Perfect.
Hold on one second. Diana, we're talking with Mr. Terry Tincher.
All right. Tell us about yourself, Mr. Tincher.
Well, I've lived in Cabazon for the better part of my life, since about the mid-70s. I am a purchasing manager for a plumbing pipeline fire sprinkler company. And I like Cabazon. Been here for a long time, and I don't want to go anywhere. So I want to see this town improve back to the way it used to be. I don't know if you people remember what it was like years ago.
Well, I've been here 25 years, so.
Yeah.
It's changed, the dynamics has changed a lot.
Yeah. So I just want to be part of better growth here, helping the community.
Okay. If I presume correctly, you live in the corner.
Yes.
By where the Esperanza fire started.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That started on the corner of the property.
Yeah. You have a well on your own property there, don't
yes.
you? Yes. Well, lucky you.
Yes.
And stuff, but...
So you're back by the old water company, by the old Jensen's?
Yeah, he's in, you know where, when you go around the corner there, that lot that's got like kind of like the berm in it? Mm-hmm. That whole, all of that is his, all the way back to the corner.
Yeah, it's about 70 acres.
And then up the hill partially, I guess?
Yeah, it goes from Esperanza, it's a half mile up. And a quarter mile wide. Goes from the properties on Peach, quarter mile back.
It's a nice little spot.
I love it.
Okay.
So you have wells, so you're not, but he's still a resident, right?
Right, and a registered voter, so that means he's qualified. Mm-hmm. He breathes and votes.
I do.
Okay. Alan's not here. Alan was the other individual.
Yeah, I left him a message and I gave him an email, but he never got back to
okay.
me.
Okay. Do you have any questions for our candidate?
Is it windy there? No, I'm serious, because...
It's very windy there.
Okay, so you do get it too anyway.
We get like a crosswind that curls around that mountain right there, and it's horrible sometimes. Yeah, you'll be watching my flag, and then it'll go this way, and then it'll go this way, and then it'll go back that way.
Oh, my word. I don't have any questions, but since Alan Davis is not here, I'm looking favorable. I don't know if that's proper to say, but...
Do you have any questions?
I do have questions. Yeah.
Fire them up.
Pass away.
So, how do you handle conflict?
That's a good question.
Especially for a board.
Reasonably. Talk it out. Try to do it level-headed. I live in Cabazon. There's a lot of conflict.
There is a lot of conflict.
We're very fortunate with the board we have now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
That we don't have very much. We pretty much discuss it. A lot of the turmoil you've probably heard about has been pretty much eradicated from the board.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's always going to be personality or ideological ideas. But one thing I heard that perked my ear is purchasing. You're working with a company that's dealing, I'm gonna say it's a few million dollars a year in sales and or, since you haven't named it, I'm just speculating.
Yeah, well, I just started with a new company down in the desert, and we're doing $28 million a year.
Okay, so you understand.
But I left the company where we were doing $100 million a year.
Downsized, huh?
Yeah. Well, downsized, that was just getting above what I felt like doing. Mm-hmm. It was just a little too much pressure for me. So I went back to where I was comfortable.
That's all right. So you understand the budget and what we were talking about? And
I understand the budget. I understand the materials. I understand what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We do all of our own prefabbing in our facility when we go out and do projects. So okay. Yes, I understand all of it.
A little of my background, I worked in steel fabrication, engine machinist, crane maintenance, repairs. I'm an industrial electrician at California Steel in Fontana.
Okay.
So I have a lot of experience with all of this stuff, so that's why I want to go look at the tank, because of that background of being a steel fabricator. What did we do with the steel?
Yeah.
We blasted, we painted, coated, so on and so forth. So
I can
offer a secondary insight to help the manager. It's yes. Not that I'm a nosy busybody, but yes I am, because I want to make sure we're doing what's good for our district.
Right.
Sarah is a bookkeeper, planner.
No,
I don't know.
Do you know what I am? Oh, I can't speak for myself?
No, well, I don't know. You've been quiet.
We've been talking.
We have
fun. Minus the conflict.
Yeah, we have fun.
No, I'm a product manager for United Healthcare.
Okay.
And I am more on the business analyst side. So he's more in the books. I'm more in the ask the efficient question, like the how to make things more efficient. And
she's a valuable asset. She has a lot of the input.
Yeah.
Smarter about it than I am.
I've lived here since I was 7. I left for about 10 years in the middle there, but I've lived right up. I grew up right on Plum. I'm right there on Ida now. You'd be the only West Sider. Yeah, you'd be the only West Sider. I think I went and tried to get your attention when I saw some ostriches loose the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but they weren't your ostriches.
No.
And Martin.
A variety of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've met.
I remember your face, and I don't remember
the.
Over at the library?
Yeah, at the meetings.
Yeah.
The neighborhood watch meetings.
Yeah.
We were going to go shooting and we never got to it.
I wasn't sure if that was you.
That was me.
I just didn't want to. Well, let me just...
Diana? You there?
I'm here.
Do you know Mr. Tincher, or do you have any questions for him?
I do. I'm not sure if I have to abstain or not, because we are both board members on the MAP
Mason, I think you can ask questions.
You go ahead and ask questions. You do recommend him?
I sure did.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the one who contacted me.
I was going to say, how did you find out about it if you're not getting the water bills?
Yeah. Okay. That's good input. Is there any other questions or information you'd like to ask him?
Unless you want to run down me.
No, I don't have any questions. He's absolutely amazing at everything he does.
But I'm satisfied with Mr.
Do you have our last director wasn't able to be here throughout the last year a lot of times, and she missed a lot of meetings. Are you willing to make the meetings once a month and any committee meetings you may have?
Yeah.
How long have you been on the MAC?
I just got appointed to the actual committee, but I've been an alternate for 3 years.
Okay. All right, well, I need a motion.
Diana can't make it, right?
You're going to abstain because of the other committee, correct? Diana?
If I can vote, I would like to vote. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to.
I think she is.
I don't think they conflict with each other.
I would.
It's a kind of
abstain just because. Yeah.
Well, if there's one, have a right. quorum. If we have.
Well, we have three. We have a quorum.
The quorum of four.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and somebody make a motion one way or another.
I make a motion that we appoint Mr. Pincher.
Pincher.
It's going to take me a couple times, but I'll get it.
Just like Pincher, but with a T.
I was just going to say that.
Done. Got it.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Okay, motion to appoint Mr. Terry Tincher to fill the vacancy on the Board of Directors made by Director Wargo, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris? Is she abstaining?
Skip her for the moment.
Okay. Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye. So you can abstain.
Do you want to ask her what her vote is?
What is your vote? I already know what it is, but what's your vote?
We have to keep him in mind.
Yes,
aye. Okay.
She said it.
She's an aye. Okay. Joke around a little bit. We try to be not super formal, but
it used to be very tense,
chaotic.
Here.
What are we talking
and
about?
Then I joined the board.
It was combative the way it was.
Okay,
that's not good.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Oh. All right, so.
It's
good.
Swear me in, please.
I have the thing. I've never done this before, so I don't know. Do I just have him read it, or do I say it and then he stuff on me?
You say it and you're ready to
do
it. Yeah.
Do you want a video of me being sworn in?
Sure.
Here, give me your phone. Right here. Put it on.
There's my house.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so.
Do I say the whole thing, or just like parts of it?
Just repeat after me.
Okay.
You do that. Since you're the board secretary,
okay.
You have.
And I just say the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go, like, go a sentence at a time or whatever.
Okay. So repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Thank you.
Do you want me to fill this out?
After the meeting? Okay, so.
Thank you.
Mr. Tincher?
Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks.
Your station is Mr. Director Sanderson.
don't know how the discussion's going to work because Diane is on the phone and then we have to call.
We're going to take a 5-minute bathroom break.
He needs to find the paper.
And then, is this Mr.
Then,
Mr. D?
Oh, okay.
That's all I can, I can't pronounce your name.
And?
No, I'm actually here with Mr.
You're Director Morris?
Never mind.
Director Morris.
I'm on a different track.
That's, we're taking a, Sherman Lynch's call.
Thanks.
A 5-minute bathroom break.
You going out front, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to shave my hair.
Oh, well, there you go. That's
your... 12,
6 feet.
Yeah, I've lived on Clem my whole life.
Have you?
Yeah.
How long?
I'm on this way, so I can sit back down.
So, can you?
I like him more. He can sit next to me.
I know. He's
still here. Why is that?
Huh?
Why?
He's
probably
more confident. He's like some other gentleman. I know. It's very loud right now. Yeah, but now I'm on.
Okay.
Right there. Yeah. Sure. So right there, I was trying to get some of his children. I thought you guys were ostriches.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I've heard the name recently though.
I think I feel this one.
It's on Ida, isn't it?
No, he's on Ida.
Oh, okay.
Are you going out of here?
No.
He was wrong.
I can have you fill this out now. I'll do the bottom portion for you.
Okay.
And then. I have the minutes. Pause this.